By the Stream Publishing presents Myth Agent, written by L.A. McFadden, narrated by Gary McFadden, published through arrangements with Audiobooks Unleashed. Chapter 1. Rutt had paid many visits to the old paleontologist at his home since he'd taken ill. And together they'd shared muddled talks of dreams and bones. But one frigid Montana night, the hired nurse answered Rutt's knock with a sad nod toward the bedroom door. He had swallowed hard and gone in, heartbroken to see his old friend lying still and silent, pillows tucked firmly around his withered body, as though to keep him earth-tethered. His face had taken on a gray pallor, the silvery scar under his right eye stretched taut and shiny. The old man had been happy to see his friend and smiled, his lips tightening over teeth that now seemed too big for his skull. Rutt had drawn back in shock and sorrow, waiting silently while Dr. Eystone, budgeting his breath, pulled his thoughts into a line and poured out his deep regret.
"No matter how I tried to prove the existence of time travel, I could not,"
he'd managed before his breathing became inaudible and his eyelids slid closed. In a panic, Rutt had quickly moved to the bed and leaned down, hovering with an ear nearly on his friend's chest. Moments later, Dr. Eystone began to speak again, in a thin, exhausted voice.
"Keep working on it, Rutt. Mankind can benefit greatly from time travel. Keep the discussion alive with scientists in the assembly, but be cautious about anyone who condemns our work, like Peyton Longstreet." "I know time travel exists," he'd murmured.
"Yes, you've worked tirelessly to prove—"
"Shh! I need to tell you about my—"
The old man began to cough, leaving him gasping for air.
"Please don't talk," Rutt urged. "Save your strength." "For what? I'm out of time. The journal,"
Dr. Eystone whispered. A deep, guttural groan passed through his lips as his head fell to one side, his hourglass empty. As the months passed, Rutt had struggled to will away thoughts of his friend's death. But the secret laboratory in the basement of the Science and History Building at Hensley University they'd shared became so thick with reminders and memories that Rutt would only go there to quickly gather teaching materials. But finally, the knot of grief in his heart began to spread and thin at the edges. Until one day, 10 months after the graveside service on the outskirts of Sawsawk, he allowed himself to think deeply about his last encounter with Dr. Eystone. He remembered that, with his last breath, his mentor had cautioned him about Peyton Longstreet and had said something about a journal, though Rutt couldn't remember exactly what. He had read some of the old man's handwritten journals years before, but now, in the laboratory, Rutt removed the first volume from the shelf and began searching for clues of what Dr. Eystone might have wanted him to notice. Startled from his reverie by a clattering noise in a back room, Rutt investigated and found that a small shard of fossilized bone had fallen to the tiled floor. He picked the shard up and suddenly thought of the long-ago summer when he had found this fossil on a mountain. He chuckled, remembering the old native man who had appeared seemingly from out of nowhere and had issued a warning to him and Dr. Eystone to put the bone back in the ground or risk being visited by some kind of evil. Rutt had been plenty scared by the old man's words, but looking back, he knew that many bones from that mountain meadow had been brought to the laboratory before and since that day, and the place had never been visited by evil. Back at his desk, he held the bone in one hand and put his spectacles on with the other. Surprised by the sound of the door opening, he looked up, astounded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?